Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows a name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Hank Haney and Minnesota Tim Perotska. Minnesota Tim, I've missed you. Haven't heard from you for a while.
I know, Hank. I've got a girlfriend now, and the girlfriend's... We're flowing, that's for sure. There is not a whole lot of ebbs in our relationship. It's a big week for the great Minnesota Tim Perotska.
Oh, wow.
It's a big week. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. It's a big week for Minnesota Tim.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I got a chance, one more chance to shoot a 79 on Friday. It's a big week for Minnesota Tim.
Oh, wow. You haven't done it yet. And the season's just about ending in Minnesota, isn't it? What do you got for temperature there?
Yeah, today's 57, but Friday, the high is 46. So when we're golfing at 9 o'clock in the morning with cousin Jacob, it's going to be cold, but my ball travels further in the cold temperature, so I like my chances on Friday.
How does that happen? You're the only golf ball that does that?
Yeah, well, when you have a golf ball that is geared for Minnesota winners, you play better.
Which ball is that?
The Ram golf ball.
Does Ram even make golf balls anymore?
Someone sent me a Ram golf ball on Twitter this morning and asked if it was still, if they sent in a golf ball, they asked if they could still get a free copy of your book.
A Ram golf ball. I don't think they make a Golden Ram is what they used to have those two, the Golden Rams. You know, speaking of golf balls, I was on Jeff Shackelford's site, which I love, by the way, jeffshackelford.com. And he's got a piece on Gary Player there. And Gary Player is talking about the golf ball. He's been all over the golf ball for forever. And one thing that strikes me is when you look at Gary Player and you look at Lee Trevino and you look at Jack Nicklaus. I mean, now Jack Nicklaus back in the day was a long hitter and you know, clearly he's shrunk over the years, and that happens to people. They're discompressed and so on and so forth, and they get shorter. But all three of those guys, I mean, those are three of the greatest ever. Lee Trevino, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus. I mean, they are really short in stature. And then you look at the players today and how, you know, big they are and tall they are and physical they are. But it just strikes me how you know, much the older generation players talk about the golf ball, and they just, it drives them crazy. I mean, they, you know, Trevino's been on this, Gary Player's been on, Nicklaus has been on it for years, talking to the USGA about it. So here's what Gary Player has to say. He says, what perturbs me is the golf manufacturers, particularly the golf balls, they're reluctant to change. He says, all golf balls go the same distance now. No one ball goes further than any other. I've tried them all. They're not allowed to go further. Now, this is a good point, because I've said this many times before. I mean, all the golf balls are going to their legal limit. If you hit a golf ball farther than one golf ball, farther than another golf ball, the difference is that that golf ball, for whatever reason, is spinning less or flying at a different trajectory than another ball. And it's because of your particular swing characteristics. And that's why you hit it farther. But when these golf balls are all tested, there's a legal limit to how fast they can come off the club face. And there's all this testing that they do. And they're all, you've got to assume they're all at the legal limit. I mean, why would anybody have a golf ball that doesn't go as far as another golf ball? I mean, what's their sales pitch going to be? I mean, ours doesn't go as far. I mean, you know, that's not going to sell. So they're all really the same. And the difference becomes, well, you listen to Titleist and they'll tell you the difference is consistency. And they're and they will, you know, talk about how, you know, Callaway had that problem and my golf spy cut open their golf ball and it wasn't symmetrical on the inside. And they said, see, here you go. You know, the insides aren't the same on all these balls. And Titleist is always perfectly the same. And it's just a more consistent ball. And, you know, and then that prompted Callaway to change their whole manufacturing plant and redo the whole thing and get their specifications better and so on and so forth. But the real difference in the golf balls is how they feel around the greens. And it's a good point that Gary Player brings up because he says, you know, all golf balls go the same distance. And then he says, if you cut the balls back further, say 50 yards, he said it's not going to affect their sales. Whoever is number one now will be number one then, because the reason they're number one is because of their advertising and marketing. And he's talking about the golf ball manufacturers. And the number one is Titleist by a country mile. And he says that's the only reason you spend money and you have more players using it and endorsing it. That's the reason, not because it's a better ball. So he's telling you that, I mean, this is Gary Player, one of the greatest ever. And he says, you know, there isn't a better ball. They're all good balls. And if you look at the TaylorMade ball and the Titleist ball and the Callaway ball and the Bridgestone ball, they're all great balls. I mean, they're all pretty much the same. Maybe one is a little better fit for you, but they're all about the same. So he says, you know, if you got to cut the ball back, the distance of it. And, you know, if they're all going the same and you cut it back, what's the big deal? And, you know, he says it's going to happen. He said, we must cut the ball back. He said, it'll happen. As sure as I'm standing here, it'll happen. Otherwise, they're going to make a mockery of these golf courses and we cannot make them longer because we're running out of water. Okay, well, that's a fair point. But what I don't understand is why people are so worried about the 0.1% of the golfing population, which is the touring pros. I mean, you know, if that is driving the whole conversation here, is what these touring pros do to these golf courses. But I frankly, Tim, I don't think it's going to change because these guys are swinging for the fences now. Have you seen on Twitter, like Rory McIlroy swinging for the fences and Dustin Johnson swinging for the fences? And they say Tony Finau is the longest hitter on tour. If he takes more than a pitching wedge backswing, and he swings the club all the way back, he just launches it forever. I mean, the horse is out of the barn. Bryson DeChambeau has you know, tried this out and kind of proven that this will work. And guys are just going to be launching it. They're going to be launching as far as they can. But anyway, that was interesting, Gary Player's comments.
Well, something that players don't understand hang on the PGA Tour. So I'm looking at Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Cameron Champ. So I looked up the statistics from the 2020 season. DeChambeau, he drove the ball 322.9 yards. He ranked first in that category. Rory McIlroy drove the ball 314 yards. He ranked fourth in that category. Cameron Champ, he drove the ball 322 yards, 0.9 yards less than Bryson DeChambeau. But the difference between Bryson DeChambeau, Cameron Champ, Rory McIlroy, and Dustin Johnson isn't the driving ability. It's the ability with the putter. And last year in 2020, Bryson DeChambeau finished 10th in strokes gained putting. So Rory and DJ, if they want to get to Bryson's level, they need to figure it out on the greens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good point. And you and I talk about that every week. I mean, that's the difference between winning. People can talk about ball striking. They can talk about driving. But you've got to parlay it with a good putting week. Yeah, but these guys are hitting it forever. I mean, did you see Bryson DeChambeau's average distance in Las Vegas at the Shriners Hospital? 362.5 yards.
That's decent.
Seriously. Now, it's warm, altitude, whatever. I mean, but that's crazy. I mean, and there's nothing stopping them. It's just a swing for the fences. And the cut was 7 under. That's a really, really low cut. I mean, they're shooting zero. First day, Bryson DeChambeau, I mentioned this the other day, he has putts for eagle, or, you know, I mean, on five holes, five eagle putts, makes one of them. But he's got, but, you know, just a two putt on those five holes, you're 5 under, and you haven't even made a putt yet. 5 under, haven't even made a putt. And he said 62, 9 under par the first round. You know, he makes four putts. You make four putts, you shoot you shoot 9 under par. It's just like when you get those easy birdies, driving par fours, hitting par fives and two. I mean, that just makes all the difference in the world. I mean, this whole conversation is just never ending, and the argument has two sides. We'll get into the other side when we come back on the Hank Haney podcast. Now, let's take a break. Remind everybody to go to haneyuniversity.com. Sign up for my free instructional emails that you will get on a daily basis. Got a lot of great feedback from those. A lot of people are improving their game, and it's my pleasure to do that. You can also find some great deals on haneyuniversity.com if you're looking for a push cart, which has been the hottest item in golf this year, the quick fold push cart. And we've got the best prices on the internet there, free shipping. We've also got a great range finder, a laser range finder with slope on it. So you can figure out exactly your distances. Tim, that's big for you. You finally started understanding your yardages this year. So that's helped your game. But some great products. But most importantly, you get the free instructional emails on a daily basis. So HaneyUniversity.com, go there and sign up. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney Podcast. All right, so Tim, I want to go back to what you said about your golf ball and how far it goes in the cold weather. They say you lose 2.5 yards for every 10 degrees in temperature change.
Yeah, that's right, just what the statistics tell you. That's not what real life is.
Okay, so here's the deal. You're playing on Friday. It's going to be 45 degrees. Let's say you played this summer and it was 85. You got a 40-degree difference. You're losing 10 yards on every shot. So every iron that you're hitting, you got to go one club more on every iron from whatever you figured out your distances to be this summer when you were playing in the, you know, nice weather in Minnesota that lasts about 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, it's good. I'm a ball striker.
Okay. Well, now that doesn't, if you hit your dubs, I don't know. It doesn't really matter because your dubs don't go anywhere anyways. Okay. So that's something for you to think about though when you win. 2.5 yards for every 10 degrees in temperature change. It's one of the reasons that people don't play as good in the colder weather, in the winter. I mean, they don't. Because if you think of it, if you're hitting, say, 36 full shots and you're playing and it's 40 degrees cooler and you're hitting 36 shots, you lose 10 yards every shot, you're playing a golf course that's 360 yards longer. And if a golf course is 360 yards longer, it's going to be more difficult. I mean, that's just the facts. Everybody knows that. And this is why, one of the reasons, there's other reasons, because when you play in the winter, typically the grass isn't growing quite as good. The fairways are a little tighter, so the lies are a little tougher. You're going to feel the want and need to give a little fluff on the lie, Tim, but don't
be
fluffing.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Oh, no. Not with my Top Flight 2000.
Okay. Don't be fluffing that lie. But that's another reason. And then, of course, in the winter, it will generally tend to be a little bit windier, too. So those are the things that you want to keep in mind with how far the distance the ball is going. All right. I want to talk about some of this data. Now, here's the other side of the coin. This is some of the statistics driving a distance. And this is you know, USGA distance insight report. And I'm not sure when this report was done. Who knows? You know, you never know. But average distance for all golfers, 217 yards. Handicap less than six, average distance, 245 yards. 6 to 12 handicap, distance, 223 yards. 13 to 20 handicap, 207 yards. 21 plus handicap, 190 yards. See, these are the people that cannot afford to hit the golf ball any shorter at all. This is my point. Okay, there's 99.9% of the people fall into this category that I just talked about, which is 245 yards to 190 yards, and on average, 217 yards. And 99.9% of the people are falling into that category. But everybody makes this big deal about the pros, the 0.1%. Now, listen, if they can roll the ball back just for the longer hitters, and not touch the you know average player, because somebody hitting it 217 yards doesn't want, I mean, I'm telling you, they don't want to hit it 215 yards. They just don't. They don't want to give up any distance. But if they can do that and roll it back for the, you know, the long hitters, then you know, that's, you know, it's fine. I mean, I don't have any problem. Roll it back, whatever. I think you roll the ball back. I really believe this. And we'll have to see when it happens, because I think it is going to happen. I think Gary Player's right. I think it's going to happen sooner or later. When they roll the ball back, and I think Bryson DeChambeau pushed him over the edge on this. I mean, they were going to, you know, they wanted to roll the ball back, but boy, this is now he's just like, you know, it's so obvious now that, I mean, this is just out of control how far these guys are hitting it, and it's going to get more. But I think when you roll the ball back, I feel like it's really going to be the haves and have-nots. I think the shorter hitter is going to be hurt. I really do. I think the shorter hitter is going to be really, really, really hurt. There's been some good comments on Twitter by Brando Chambly about all this distance stuff. Have you checked out any of that, Tim?
Yeah, here's one comment from Brandel. So a follower of Brandel's on Twitter, his name is John Carroll. He tweeted at Brandel saying, "We have gone way too far with technology. Drivers have way too much forgiveness. Tour players should be playing smaller drivers and different balls." To which Brandel replied, "Bryson DeChambeau had the same clubs last year and was 20 yards shorter. What technology made him 20 yards longer this year? Hard work and skill to gain an advantage over the competition is what we pay to see." So Brandel is supporting Bryson DeChambeau's strive and work ethic to get to where he's at. Another tweet from Brandel Chambly, he says, "DeChambeau did something that has never been done. He drove the seventh green at TPC Summerlin 361 yards to 14 feet. On Saturday, he did it again, 373 yards to 26 feet. One can criticize his power, as Matthew Fitzpatrick did today, but length and accuracy is what golf is all about."
Yeah. Well, I mean, how do you argue with that? I mean, like you said, he's using the same clubs last year, but wait till he shows up at Augusta with the 48-inch driver and starts hitting that thing 400 yards. Those guys are going to crap themselves. I mean, they're not going to know what to do. They're going to be buying more. They're going to buy all of Augusta Country Club so they can move every hole. It's just going to drive him nuts. And it's not just the driver. I mean, it's the irons too. I mean, he's just hitting his short clubs into everything. It just makes the game different. I mean, I don't know. You know, it really does. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, Brandel Chambly makes good points. He says, "I admit I enjoy watching somebody mix science and art perfectly to transfigure their game and perhaps the sport." Which, you know, I think that's what's happened. I really do. I mean, you know, he's changing the way people look at him. When I go on Twitter and I looked on last week and I see Roy McIlroy out there trying to see how far he can hit it, and I see Dustin Johnson, you know, Dustin Johnson barely swings at it. I mean, if he turns it up, oh my gosh. I mean, he can send it. I mean, these guys that are long hitters, they're not, you know, the only one that's swinging for the fences is Bryson DeChambeau. Nobody else is swinging. Fina doesn't swing for the fences. Rory doesn't swing for the fences. DJ doesn't swing for the fences. Koepka doesn't swing for the fences. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau leads the tour in distance. Because he's the only one that swings for the fences. If he was joined by other players in swinging for the fences, I can promise you that Bryson DeChambeau would not lead the tour in distance. He is not as quick. I don't care how many weights he lifts or how many protein shakes he drinks or whatever he does. He is not the athlete that Dustin Johnson is. I'm just telling him, he's a great athlete, don't get me wrong, but I'm just telling you, he's not the athlete Dustin Johnson is. He just isn't. If Dustin Johnson wants to send it, and it's not just Dustin Johnson, Finau, they say he's come on Twitter a couple times and he took the full backswing, you know, he's got this half swing he takes, looks like he's hitting a pitching wedge. If he gets on there and takes a full swing, it's ridiculous. He's so much longer than Bryson DeChambeau. It's not even close. It's a joke. And Matthew Wolff, even at the U.S. Open, Matthew Wolff was hitting it by. I don't know, DeChambeau didn't finish first in distance at the U.S. Open, did he? I mean, what did he finish there?
Seventh.
Yeah. Okay. Seventh. I mean, he's not the only guy that's sending it out there, but he's not he's not the longest hitter. If these other guys want to step it up. It's not. And I think they're gonna. I really do. I think they're gonna.
Martin Laird finished the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open 15th in driving distance, driving at 323 yards. So maybe there's just something about the elevation in Vegas that makes people drive the ball further, because you take Laird's driving distance in Vegas, and he would be first on tour in 2020. So I don't think 365 yards is an accurate representation of how far Bryson is actually going to drive the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, but still 320 yards is like, wow. I mean, it used to be, I don't know, back in the day, I mean, yeah, I can remember. I mean, you know, this is a back in the day, but I can remember, you know, the first time somebody averaged over 300 yards. Now, what is it? I mean, how many guys on tour? Let's look this up right now. How many guys on tour right now after whatever, you know, amount of tournaments they've had this year? You know, how many guys are averaging over 300 yards in driving distance on the PGA Tour? What's that number right there?
I got 180.
Come on.
That's what I have right now, yeah.
108, what?
2021, Graham McDowell is ranked 180th.
Oh, my God. 180 players?
Graham McDowell is ranked 180th in driving distance, and he drives the ball 300.1 yards through four rounds in 2021.
Oh, well, if you, I mean, if you round it up, I'm looking at it now, and like, you got these guys that Brian Harmon, the guy's 5'6". He's averaging 299.6. Oh my gosh. It's just, can you imagine if you're sitting back there at, I don't know. I mean, you can't, what did these guys hit it back in the day? I mean, Jim Furyk, 286 yards. I mean, the game of golf. And Jim Furyk is, you know, I mean, Steve Johnson's favorite player, you know, great player. Steve Stricker averaging 280 yards. 280 yards. These guys have had, you know, Furyk especially had a credible career. Stricker's had a great career. I mean, these guys couldn't, they would not have those careers today. They wouldn't. There's just no, Chad Campbell's 340th on the PGA Tour this year, 251 yards. I don't know. I mean, maybe just hit some bad drives on those 251 yards. I mean, are you kidding me? That guy won PGA Tour events. And I never really thought he was like a super short hitter. I mean, he's 46, but I mean, he's won four PGA Tour events. You don't win it much in 256 yards now. I mean, the game of golf has passed people by, and guys that did win are even, let's take it a step further than winning, because you could win on a specific golf course. But guys who had really good careers. I mean, Luke Donald made it to number one in the world. I think about Justin Leonard, who you know, is a commentator now, but I mean, he was a great player. You know, Ryder Cup hero. I mean, he couldn't play today. No chance. I mean, he hits the ball so low. It's ball so short. You can't. I mean, if he played at Colonial and he played at Harbortown and he played a couple other places and he could scratch out a career. I'm not saying he couldn't do that, but I'm just saying, you know, Luke Donald, he's not, you can't, there's anybody making it number one in the world, hitting it that short. There's just no way. It's just a different era. They're totally, totally different. All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney podcast, reminding you to get your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream free, 2 week supply. All you got to do is go to voodoopainrelief.com and you'll see the box right on the front. You've heard me talk about it. Read the reviews, they're phenomenal. Arthritis pain, muscle soreness, joint pain, whatever it is. Get your free 2 week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. You can do it anytime, right there. It's right there on the front page, voodoopainrelief.com. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney podcast. And so, Tim, we're doing a little research here just to refresh everybody's memory. Let's go back to 2010 and check out the driving distance.
Robert Garrigus led the PGA Tour in 71 rounds with an average of 315 and a half yards.
Okay. And how many players over 300 yards?
There were, let me scroll down. I don't have to scroll down too far. 12 players were over 300 yards. Rory McIlroy was the 12th player at 300 yards.
And now there's would you say 184?
180.
180 now, today. As of today, 180. And in 2010, 10 years ago, there was 12. Oh, my gosh. And let's go to 2000. Yeah, let's go back another. So we're back 20. I mean, 20 years is a long time, but it's not like, you know, ridiculous. I mean, I've been playing golf for 50 years or more, 52 years, 53 years, something like that. This is 20 years. 20 years. There you go. John Daly. One player, Tim, in 2000, one player over 300 yards. Okay, the greatest thing about this is those idiots. You know where I'm going when I come with those idiots.
Mike, okay? Davis.
Yeah, I'm going right to the USJ. Those idiots have to do a two-year distance study. To figure out if something's happening. I mean, seriously, Tim. I mean, just look at the statistics. 2000, one player over 300 yards. 2010, 12 players over 300 yards. 2020, 180 players over 300 yards. And they got to go do a two-year distance study to figure out if something's happening? I mean, this is why these guys have totally lost control of everything. I'm not one of these guys that, like, it's going to ruin my, I'm not like my friend Jeff Shackelford, where it's going to, like, ruin my day or my year or if they don't roll the ball back. I couldn't care less. Do whatever you want to do. Just stop talking about it, okay? Do whatever you want to do. Why don't you fix slow play first, though, by the way? When you're rolling the ball back, fix slow play. Do something about slow play while you're rolling the ball back. Some people think they roll the ball back, it's going to help slow play. It's going to help people play faster because they're not going to have to wait on par fives to hit their second shot, which I don't know about that. But I think that's a stretch. But anyway, people do say that. Fix the slow play when you roll the ball. But whatever you do, you know, just let's just do it. But here's the thing that makes no sense at all. You have to spend 2 years doing a distance survey when all you got to do is just look at the statistics. You don't even have to do, you know, honestly, Tim, you really don't even have to do that. I mean, all you have to do is just go watch and look at your own game. I mean, I've been playing golf I'm 65 years old. I started when I was like 12. I've been playing golf for 53 years, and I hit the golf ball as far as I've ever hit it in my life. What else do you need to know? And you know what? The idiots that work for the USJ, they all play golf, and they would say the same thing. They say, I hit it as far as I ever did. So what do you need to do? You need to do a commissioned 2-year study before you come up with something.
Mike Davis might still be playing with the Bellotta ball, though, Hank. I mean,
yeah, that's a good question. He could be. You know what? He's in a dark ages, that guy. Well, anyway, he's leaving. He's out of there. Who do you think is going to get that job? Maybe the fake Mike Davis will bring him in there.
Yeah. Think? No, my bet's on Thomas Pagel. That's my bet. I'm betting Thomas Pagel, the T-shirt guy.
No, he's a rules guy. They're going to come with the Seth Waugh type. And I'm not saying Seth Waugh. You know, he's the president of the PGA of America, but he came from the business world. And they're going to bring somebody in that knows something about business. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to separate the, you know, Pagel can go over there and make his rule book look good. And they're going to bring somebody in that knows how to, you know, take care of business and make sure they got money and make sure they don't go broke and the whole thing. That's what's going to happen. I mean, I'm sure that's what's going to happen. That's what the rumor is anyways. Yeah. All right, Tim. Good stuff today. Appreciate you joining me. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Hank Haney on Twitter. Tim, you can follow him at Tim Parachka. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Go and get your free Voodoo Pain Relief cream at VoodooPainRelief.com. You can also register my free instructional emails at HaneyUniversity.com, and you can find my new book there too, How to Play Better Golf Today, Lessons of a Lifetime, signed copies. We'll get one of those out to you. So a lot of good stuff there. Appreciate everybody listening. Hope you have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.